Real Ghost Stories Online.
We were living in Beechwood, New Jersey. My brother Jared, now 24, was about 3 years old at the time when he came to my mother and told her, "I'm going to play with Sally." My mom said, "Who's Sally?" He explained that she was his friend, a little girl with red hair and freckles. She brushed it off as being an imaginary friend. When he talked about Sally, she wouldn't think anything of it. A few months go by when my brother, Stratton, 5 years old at the time, told my parents that he woke up in the middle of the night to hear Jared talking to somebody under his bed. My mother sat him down and started to ask Jared about Sally. He said they played checkers every night, and when they were done, she would fly out of the window. It struck a weird nerve for her, and she asked how old Sally was, and Jared responded, 34. And that left my mother with a very eerie feeling. He was 3 years old and couldn't even count to 10. At this point, she felt it was a little bit strange. One day, my father went down to the basement where we do carpentry work, and he'd always bring our dog Christy down there with him. This time was different. She stood shaking at the top of the stairs. She never had an issue going down there. He tried to get her to come down when he realized something was up. As he wanted to direct her down, she yelped and screamed and ran to the other end of the house, and there was nothing there that my father could see. This is where everything gets very strange. We had a family friend, Danny, who was going through some hard times. He came to us, asked if he could stay at our house until he got back on his feet. My parents set him up in the basement. Everyone went to bed. My parents were cooking breakfast in the morning when they heard a scream from the basement. They scattered towards the basement stairs as Danny came running up them. As a dark-skinned African-American man, it was unsettling when he came up pale and as white as a ghost. Terrified, he said he woke up on his side on the edge of the bed, and a little girl face, the blank expression, was about an inch away from his. He said she had red hair and a white dress, but she disappeared when he closed his eyes and turned over. After calming him down, they told him about Jared's imaginary friend Sally. He was at a loss for words. He continued to stay with us for a few weeks until it happened again, and after it happened, he ended up leaving later that day. About a week went by when my father was home alone with me. And as I was only a few months old at this time and sleeping in the room next over, my father was cleaning the house, getting ready for a party we were going to be hosting later that night. And as he grabbed the broom and started to sweep the floor, he heard a little girl whisper, "Sweep, sweep, sweep." He heard it clear as day, as if she was standing next to him, telling him what to do. He knew at this point that there was a little girl's spirit in the house. He kept sweeping, and again, about a minute later, he heard it again. Sweep, sweep, sweep. He dropped the broom to check my bedroom in hopes that I was awake and making noises that may have sounded like that, but I was asleep. As the day went on and the party started, my parents made sure there were no kids home and were being watched by our grandparents for the night. About an hour after the party started, my father's friend Dave, with no prior knowledge of Sally, went to the basement to get beers. Got to the bottom of the stairs and he saw a little girl with red hair in a white dress across the room. He said hello to her, and when she ran around the corner into a back room of the basement, Dave grabbed the beer and went upstairs. He asked my father who brought their daughter because there weren't supposed to be kids in the house. But my dad said no one brought their kids. Dave told him what he saw, and my father explained everything to him. He was slightly in shock because he said that she looked so vivid that he said hello, not thinking anything of it. He thought she was a real living little girl. That was the last time there was a direct interaction with Sally. But none of that was as strange as what happened a few years later. A little girl that lived down the street, Jessica, who was about 9 years old, walked to our house and knocked on the door. My mother answered the door and greeted Jessica. Jessica then said, "Is Sally home?" As my mother tried to not show, but the question brought discomfort to her, she said, "You know that no one with that name lives here." She responded with, "Oh, this is where she told me she lived." My mother said sorry and told her to head back home. We ended up moving to New Hampshire a few years later, not because of the activity, but because we had to. Sally seems to have stayed at the old house. At least she hasn't come with us. To this day, I still wonder Is she still playing with the neighborhood children and haunting that home? Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.